They see me as a God botherer sometimes. Other times you'll hear from people and say, oh yeah, happy to have you come out, but leave that God stuff behind. And happy to come out and visit. And no, we won't talk about the God stuff. But sometimes people will bring that up. You know, why do you do what you're doing?
For almost 15 years, Uniting Church Minister David Shrimpton has been spreading God's word to some of Australia's most remote regions. He's been based in South Australia, the Northern Territory, and now Broken Hill in the far west of New South Wales is home. Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. David's known as the Flying Padre, heading out in his single-engine Cessna to remote sheep and cattle stations for a cuppa and a chat.
I didn't decide I wanted to be a flying padre. The true answer is I wanted to learn to fly. I watched the planes as a kid flying around Geelong. You'd see them doing their training up and down. And it was one of those things in the back of my mind, I'd love to do that one day. One day took a long time coming. My late 30s, based in Port Pirie, and drove past the airport. And there's a sign out at the airport, learn to fly from $2,000. And went home, spoke to Jenny and said, oh, look, love to do it. Happy to, in a sense, waste $2,000 if I don't feel comfortable or it doesn't work for me. But, yeah, went off and learnt to fly, yeah, and went on from there.
So you then moved on to a Cessna, and in front of us there is the flying patrol, your plane that you fly around here in the far west. What's it like flying out here, and what kinds of things do you do when you visit properties?
Here in Broken Hill, the properties are a lot closer together. Navigation, yeah, it's still a bit difficult, still hard to find your way sometimes, but you can see one station to the next. Flying in Darwin, in the Northern Territory, you can't see one station to the next. They're quite a distance away. But the role here, you generally ring people up and organise a route, sort of a circular type route, go out just for the day or maybe for 2 days, and visit 2, 3, 4 properties in the 2 days. Most times I'll take out something for morning tea, you know, the good old sticky bun. Yeah, may take out stuff and have a shared lunch, you know, cooked chook, salad, bread, those sort of things. Yeah, so you're not just going out and taking from those on the station, you're sharing a bit of that too and becoming part of their life for the day.
Flying in the outback has its challenges, being able to dodge horses and kangaroos when coming into land on bush airstrips is all part of the job.
It's interesting flying remotely and landing on the strips in all sorts of different places, what you come across on an airstrip. Up north, often the stations would have their horses close by the airstrip. And horses are terrible. They just stand there and look at you. You go over and buzz the strip and they won't move. So you've got to determine land short, land long, over the top of them, how you're going to land. The other is the kangaroos. They just dart out. And yeah, you may have landed and taxiing and then out they come in front of you and it's like, well, where do I go? You just brace and think, well, if they're going to hit me, they'll hit me. But generally they put the brakes on, skid to a halt, turn around and go back the way they've come. There's a place up north of Broken Hill, and I got bogged on the sandy stuff. Taxied in, thought, oh, I'll just turn the plane around and get it ready to take off later in the day. And as I turned, it just sunk into the sand. So the owner of the property helped me dig the front wheel out, put some boards underneath it, and got it onto some solid ground.
So what kinds of things do you do when you get out there, apart from have lots of cups of tea?
Catch up and just see how people are doing. Yeah, catch up with the kids if they're doing school of the air, see them in their schoolroom. You go out to do all sorts of things, visit to do christenings, catch up with folk for weddings, and just catch up to see how people are going in their everyday life. It's pretty tough out there to hear how they're going and that there are people concerned for them out there on the stations. There's been properties I've gone out to and they know that I'm heading in and they're happy to spend half a day or more just sitting chatting because there's a bit of that loneliness out in the bush and just to have a conversation rather than the couple that's there or the kids or conversation with another adult. And I find that people out on the stations, yeah, most people have their own faith. They have a belief system. May not be the same as mine. It might be. But we share a common bond.